Good to visit with David Ferquin here on Thursday mornings in the Morning Ag Report. Good morning, Mr. Ferquin. How you doing, sir?
All right, Alan. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, doing good. We're right here in the middle of summertime. And
isn't that the truth?
Yeah. How's crops looking out around the area?
Well, I think it looked pretty good, actually, Alan. I think folks, and I think it was pointed out, Tuesday had a really good field day, by the way.
At
Princeton, and I had some really good information that was given out to folks, and I hadn't been in several years, and I think it was one of the better tours that I've been to. So I think the way they're doing it now is a lot better, and we get a lot of great information from them. But I think one of the things that they touched on a little bit is population, and Chad Lee touched on population as far as what kind of weather we're having and the drought, and if we're having a drought, and the water is a limiting factor, obviously, and so we need to be planting the populations accordingly. And of course, pollination is a big deal. I've looked at a lot of corn, Alan, that didn't fully pollinate like it should, and we're having some issues with that, and I think you'll see that throughout. I know in McLean County that's probably going to be a problem, just simply because of when the corn was planted and what the weather is between then and now. I've heard them say that corn mostly in some fields has been under stress 3 or 4 different times already this year, and for different reasons, obviously, but I think it affected pollination. I think I think you'll see it on the ear, especially on the end of the ear and those type things. So that was a big topic of talk on Tuesday. So that from a corn standpoint, that's where we're at. And then of course soybeans are looking pretty good right now. I think a lot of folks are putting on fungicide, not a lot of disease in soybeans right now. I think one of the things that we did see in McLean County is some frog eye, and those are some things that you have to worry about. And I think the fellow was farmer was fixing to spray fungicide right then, so hopefully he got it caught and keep it from getting any worse than what it was. So from that standpoint, it looks pretty good.
Tobacco field day, I'm sure, pretty good at Princeton on Tuesday as well.
It was. I didn't get an opportunity. I had to be a tour guide, so I didn't get an opportunity to do the tobacco side of it, but I'm sure that they had lots of great information. Andy always does a fantastic job with that. And, from 2 or 3 people I talked to said it was really good that had an opportunity to go over there.
Good crowd at Princeton on Tuesday?
Yeah, it was. Really was, Alan. And for all the different things that were going on throughout the area, I think we had a pretty decent crowd. It's just one of those things that it was too hot until later on in the morning, about lunchtime. It did kind of warm up, but we got back up under the shade trees there at the barn, and it wasn't too bad.
Makes a big difference then.
Yeah,
you get back
absolutely.
Up there, so. Absolutely. Something that if you'd like, people would like to see it, you can always go to our website, Ag Edge website. We've got Dan Dickerson over that did some video early in the morning, and so some different websites, different videos of the different stops there.
Yeah, I saw him one of my first stops. He was there. I thought, well, there's Dan, and he was videoing one of the talks and speakers then. So be sure to check that out especially if you didn't have an opportunity to go. And they did showcase a lot of the equipment that they use over there, Alan. From a far part is applying chemicals and pesticides and different things about how they do that and how they plant corn and the different types of planters they have and the technology that all of those are working on. Pretty impressive, on that scale. So check that stuff out.
Yeah, I think that's pretty interesting. I know Dr. Lee talked about they were going to do that.
Yeah.
I thought that's
it was pretty interesting. Pretty interesting stop, really was.
Yeah, pretty interesting. And of course, we've got videos on double crop soybeans, precision ag equipment and technologies, soybeans in general, and video on tobacco production, so you can kind of get a highlight of all those. So
be sure to check that out, because especially if you didn't get to go, Alan, that'd be a good way to kind of catch up on some stuff.
Also, just a couple of things we added yesterday. Secretary Sonny Perdue discussing the tariff relief measures, have all of his news conference he had back on Tuesday, and then also some talk from Senator Rand Paul about tariff relief measures as well. So what's going on otherwise around agriculture?
Well, lots of folks getting that second cut in the hay, Alan. I do want to caution folks, a lot of this second cut in hay has lots of Johnson grass in it.
Really?
And,
okay.
From that standpoint, getting that hay dried out is a pretty important step. And with as big as some of the stems are, I know we're right in the middle of getting some hay up now, and it worries me a little bit. We were talking about putting it in a barn because we did have a little bit of barn room left, but I think we're going to end up putting that outside just simply because I don't want to burn my barn down, obviously. But, you know, those stems are so big still that I'm afraid that once they get in a roll that they will spontaneous combust if it gets hot enough. So, you know, folks need to be aware of that. Folks need to pay attention to that and not put that hay in. If there's any question whatsoever, you know, put that hay outside and not inside. If you need to cover it from you know, if you want to stack it outside and put a tarp on it, you know, that'd be great. But, you know, you just need to be really careful about doing that this time of year.
I know Dr. Toys is having the field, the hay field day come up in early, or the forage field day coming up in early August. And that's among the things they're going to talk about. I've noticed a flyer that Colette sent me from UK, and I think Graham sent me as well. But they're going to talk about Johnson grass, and that could mean kind of a mix of grasses out there for cattle.
Yeah, it's a really good forage, Alan, from a standpoint of grazing and, you know, also a hay. From a hay standpoint as well, if you get it cut before, you know, obviously before the stems get really big and, you know, if it's about waist high and hadn't seeded out, you know, it makes really good hay. So, but the main thing is you got to get that stuff dried out, especially if you're going to put it inside in a barn or something like that. So it may take another extra day or two to get that dried out and get those stems dried out enough where you can, you know, kind of be safe and put it in the barn. So, but a really good forage, and I know folks, you know, harp on it all the time. You know, we used to fight Johnson grass when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't even have any on the farm much when I was a kid, you know, and when you did, you really fought it pretty hard. But from a forage standpoint and grazing cows and calves and things of this nature, I mean, it makes a really good forage and does really good for those type of situations.
And you remember the way farmers used to fight it before you had dicamba and some of the different products you use to fight that kind of stuff now with the little things where you rub it and run across the soybeans and rub the Johnson grass.
Yeah, those wick bars.
Wick bars.
And you run about maybe not even a half a mile an hour, and it'd be hot, Alan. And it'd be real hot. And, you know, so things have really changed a lot. But, you know, from a forage standpoint and talking about grazing cattle, I mean, it's a really good forage for that, for sure.
Yeah, I'd say a lot of farmers may remember those days.
Yeah, oh, I guarantee they hadn't forgot them.
For sure. Yep. What else is going on this morning?
Well, that about catches it, Alan. You know, things have kind of slowed down a little bit since we got through county fair there in McLean County. And coming up on state fair, of course, state fair comes up next month. And, of course, the kids are getting all their livestock projects ready and all those type things are coming up. And, you know, we'll be up there at the state fair. So look forward to seeing all the folks. We got lots of kids that'll be up there, and I'm gonna go up there and help those kids do things you know, there at the state fair. So it's good to get back in. It'll be the first time I've been back since you know, LA quit showing. So I'm excited to go back.
Right, we'll be up there the first week for Country Ham Day, and then second week for the beef cattle show. So looking forward to it. Always enjoy the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, well, maybe we can bring back the live report I'll do with Bill or something on Thursday morning. I'll be glad to call in and do a live report again. So it'll be good.
Awesome. David Ferk with us here on the Morning Ag Report, as he is every Thursday morning at 5:49. 11 away from the hour, 6 o'clock.
High-wage, high-demand jobs are available for you in fields like allied health, industrial maintenance, construction, agriculture, and more. Hopkinsville Community College has the education and training you need to get those jobs, plus affordable tuition, scholarships, and financial aid. Complete a credential in as little as a few months or earn a transfer degree in just 2 years. New classes begin at HCC every few months, so you can start pursuing your dream career on your time. Call 270-707-3700 to get started today.
In your line of work, time is money. If your diesel pickup won't start, it's like burning money. You need it when you need it. When you hit the ignition, it needs to go. Breaking Aces Repair understands this. They specialize on keeping diesel pickups running and even work on big rigs. They also work on farm equipment. You can find Breaking Aces Repair on East 6th Street in Hopkinsville and on Facebook, or give them a call at 270-632-1481. Breaking Aces Repair.
WeatherEdge Weather Center forecast today. Looking at mostly sunny skies. High temperature 90 degrees. Tonight's low going to drop back to around 68. Mostly cloudy skies. 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Slight chance on Friday with a high temperature near 85 and sunshine. Sunshine Saturday with a high near 85 degrees. Sunday looks like a slight chance. Shower or thunderstorm back in the forecast with a high 87. Right now 67. Mostly fair skies. WeatherEdge Digital Weather Radar. It's clear this morning. Not a thing on the radar picture at all tonight.